Okay, ready for a deep dive into a life story that's wildly inspiring, a little bit tragic, and full of more twists and turns than a bucket of Colonel Sanders' secret herbs and spices. Buckle up.
I love a good origin story, and this one is definitely one for the books.
We're diving into Colonel Sanders, the man behind KFC. And, you know, I thought I knew the basics, but this is way more intense than I realized.
It's easy to think about him as just, the icon, right? But his path to success was anything but straightforward.
We've got some fascinating material here, and the first part is, well, it's rough. We're talking about a childhood that really makes you appreciate the phrase hardship from the get-go.
Absolutely. Imagine this. You're 6 years old and your dad passes away. Your mom is suddenly forced to work crazy long hours in a tomato cannery just to make ends meet. And you are left responsible for cooking and caring for your siblings.
Wow. That's a lot of responsibility for a kid. No wonder he ended up working as a farmhand at just 10 years old. That's practically unheard of these days. Do you think those early experiences, especially facing those kinds of responsibilities so young, played a role in his later success?
That's a great question. It's hard to say for sure, but it definitely speaks volumes about his character, even as a young boy. I mean, think about the resilience he must have had to develop at such a young age.
Yeah, and it's not like things got easier for him. He dropped out of sixth grade, lied about his age to join the army at 16. This isn't your typical coming-of-age story. What do you think drove him to make those kind of decisions?
It's almost like he had this inner drive, this refusal to just accept his circumstances. You see it in his relentless pursuit of, well, something more. He jumped from job to job, painter, railway worker, even tried his hand at law for a bit.
Wait, he was a lawyer?
Well, let's just say his legal career was a bit more short-lived. But you're right to pick up on that. The pattern here is fascinating. He wasn't afraid to try new things, even if it meant failing.
And who can forget the ferry boat company? I mean, a ferry boat company. I talk about random. It's like he was testing out different paths, different versions of himself, before he finally landed on his true calling.
That's a really interesting way to look at it. It makes you wonder, what can we learn from those early experiences, even the failures? Maybe they were all stepping stones, leading him toward his destiny, even if he didn't realize it at the time.
It really makes you think about the nature of setbacks, doesn't it? Are they always bad? Or could they be setting us up for something even greater? I mean, imagine if Colonel Sanders had just given up after, say, his 10th failed job. We might not have KFC today.
That's a great point. It's like the old saying, failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. And Colonel Sanders' story is a powerful testament to that.
So he's had a tough childhood, bounced around from job to job, but then something interesting happens, right? He stumbles into the world of fried chicken. And during the Great Depression, no less, talk about terrible timing, what made him decide to sell fried chicken during such a difficult time?
Well, that's where his entrepreneurial spirit really shines through, you know. He saw an opportunity in the midst of hardship. People were struggling, money was tight, and they craved comfort. He found a way to offer affordable indulgence when people needed it most. And his intuition was spot on. People lined up for his chicken.
And the rest, as they say, is history. But I have to ask, what about those rejections he faced? Over 1,000 times he tried to sell his recipe before someone finally said yes. That's insane.
That's the kind of detail in a story that makes you pause and really reflect, isn't it? Imagine facing that level of rejection, what kept him going. There's a powerful lesson there about perseverance, about believing in your vision, even when the rest of the world doesn't quite see it yet. It speaks to his unwavering self-belief, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. He wasn't just selling a recipe. He was selling a belief, a dream. And that unwavering belief in himself is something we can all learn from, especially when pursuing our own goals. It makes you wonder, what would happen if we all approached our aspirations with that same level of tenacity? It's almost like those rejections fueled his fire, you know? It's easy to think about success as this straight line upwards, but Colonel Sanders' story shows us it's anything but. There are going to be bumps in the road, detours, maybe even a few wrong turns. The key is to keep going.
Exactly. And his journey to fried chicken fame wasn't without its share of, well, let's call them unforeseen circumstances.
Oh, you're talking about the fires, the restaurant closures. And wait, did I mention the part where he gets into an actual shootout with a competitor? It sounds more like an action movie than a fast food origin story.
You have to hand it to him. The man was passionate about his chicken. But on a more serious note, it also highlights something really important about his story. He wasn't just some savvy businessman. He was deeply invested in his craft, in perfecting his recipe, in sharing it with the world. And that level of dedication, that refusal to back down, even in the face of, shall we say, competitive differences. Well, it's kind of inspiring, isn't it?
It really makes you think about what it truly means to be passionate about something, you know, to be willing to fight for it, literally in this case. It's a reminder that sometimes the greatest successes come from those who are willing to go the extra mile to weather the storms, even if it means facing some bumps and bruises along the way.
And speaking of bumps in the road, let's talk about his age.
Oh, right. Here's this guy in his 60s when most people are thinking about retirement and he's just getting started.
Exactly. He didn't achieve this massive success until later in life. It challenges the whole notion that you have to be young to make a huge impact. His story is a powerful reminder that it's never too late to pursue your dreams, no matter what age you are. Have you ever felt like you missed your chance, that it's too late for you to go after something you really want?
All the time. I think everyone feels that way at some point. But then you hear about Colonel Sanders, this guy who didn't become a household name until he was well into his golden years, and it makes you think, what's my excuse?
It's incredibly inspiring, right? And think about what he achieved. He didn't just find success. He revolutionized the way we eat, fast food as we know it. He practically invented the game.
And he did it all with that signature smile, the white suit, and of course, a bucket of fried chicken. Talk about branding genius. But it wasn't just about the image, was it?
Absolutely not. There were some really savvy business decisions at play as well. One of the things that really stands out to me is his franchising model. He realized that he couldn't be everywhere at once, so he empowered others to share his recipe, his vision, with the world. And that's a key takeaway here. Sometimes the most impactful leaders aren't the ones who try to do everything themselves, but the ones who empower others to succeed. What do you think about that?
I think that's a really powerful point. It's about creating a movement, not just a moment. It's about empowering others to be part of your story.
And that brings us to the incredible reach of his legacy. By the time Colonel Sanders passed away, KFC was everywhere. Thousands of locations, millions of buckets of chickens sold, all because he refused to give up on his dream.
It's almost hard to fathom the impact he had on the world, from a small-town gas station to a global phenomenon. His story is a testament to the power of resilience, dedication, and, of course, a darn good fried chicken recipe. It really is something, you know? To think it all started with just one guy and his dream of sharing his fried chicken recipe.
It reminds you that sometimes the simplest ideas, the ones that truly resonate with people, those are the ones with the most power to create something lasting.
It's amazing to think about how much one person's vision can impact the world. But here's the thing that really gets me. Colonel Sanders didn't just create a global brand. He created a legacy.
Absolutely. And it's a legacy built on more than just fried chicken. It's about that unwavering belief in yourself, that refusal to let setbacks define you.
He really embodied that whole never give up spirit, didn't he? Like, he just kept going, no matter what life threw his way.
He really did. And he showed us that success can come in many forms and at different stages in life. It's never too late to pursue your passions, to make a difference.
It's almost like he's saying, hey, if I can build a fried chicken empire after a lifetime of ups and downs, you can achieve anything you set your mind to.
Exactly. And think about the impact he had on American culture. He became an icon, a symbol of homestyle comfort food and entrepreneurial spirit. You see his image everywhere.
And let's not forget that signature look. The white suit, the black string tie, that twinkle in his eye. He knew how to make an impression.
He understood the power of branding before branding was even a thing, really. He created this persona that was both relatable and aspirational.
It's funny, you don't often see CEOs of major corporations rocking a white suit these days, do you?
Maybe they should take a page from Colonel Sanders' playbook. There's something to be said for standing out from the crowd, for being authentically you, you know?
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the life of Colonel Sanders, what's the biggest takeaway for you? What's the one thing you hope listeners will remember from his story?
That's a great question. I think it's this. Life is full of twists and turns, setbacks, and surprises. But the key is to embrace the journey, to learn from our experiences, and to never, ever give up on our dreams. Colonel Sanders' story is really a testament to the human spirit's ability to overcome adversity and achieve the unexpected.
And maybe, just maybe, there's a little bit of Colonel Sanders in all of us. That drive, that determination, that belief that anything is possible if you set your mind to it. And hey, never stop chasing your dreams, no matter how many buckets of chicken you have to sell along the way. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. Until next time.